Wolfart, Wilhelm. Wilhelm Wolfart, a Pole living in Warsaw, was incarcerated in the Auschwitz camp on 8 January 1942. In March of that year, he was assigned to the camp's construction office, where he was employed as a surveyor, who was permitted to leave the camp area to do his job. This is even confirmed by extant camp documents. He testified during the trial against former camp commandant Rudolf Huss. In a brief passage during that statement, he spoke of having seen from a distance of 400 to 500 meters, through his surveying instruments, how bodies were being loaded onto carts near what he called the Little Red House near the Birkenau camp, which refers to Bunker 1. He did not describe anything about the building or any mass murder procedure, only that he saw bodies. He located this alleged facility somewhat farther away from the camp than the orthodoxy claims today, but that may be incidental. Wolfart briefly described Bunker 2, which he called Little White House, as a building with four evenly dimensioned gas chambers of some 4 by 7 to 8 meters in size, each of some 30 square meters, hence a total of some 120 square meters. This is the only feature he mentioned that can be checked against other witness claims and reality. The orthodoxy's narrative is largely based on Schlamer Dragon's post-war statements. However, Dragon insisted on four unevenly sized rooms, all with the same length, but with varying widths in a ration of roughly 12 to 7 to 4 to 2 and a half. Another witness, Dorf Pyshikovits, has claimed three equally sized rooms. They all made it up, however, because the foundation walls of a former building, which the orthodoxy claims are the ruins of Bunker 2, still exist today. It shows seven irregularly sized and arranged rooms. For more details, see Metonio 2016 F, pages 106 to 108.